And maybe that's what actors feel like when they embody like a character, and then they wear the clothes of that character and they really feel like they're that. I think it's the closest. Like I felt like I was me, but I was a liberated me. I was art, to put it, because the costume is so beautiful. Welcome to the Laundry Basket Podcast. This episode is going to be about Carnival. It's going to be story, the history of Carnival, my experience going to the Trinidad and Tobago Carnival this year, and just kind of talking about the spirit of Carnival.
Yes, so excited. I'm learning with you guys.
So Salima hasn't been, but I'm going to start with the history. Because this actually is an important part of human history in general. And celebrations go back to ancient Egypt. And I think it's really cool that it goes back to ancient Egypt, because I'm obsessed with ancient Egypt. So I thought that the fact that I had the pyramids of Egypt in my must-do list, and the Trinidad's Carnival also in my must-do list before I die, and now it's like all coming together.
All connected, and you've done
all connected.
So cool.
So in Egypt, they had this big celebration whenever the spring would come by. Okay, so that's how it started. When Alexander the Great arrived to Egypt, he's like, this is cool. So he brings back this idea of celebration to Greece. Fast forward a few hundred years, the Romans conquer Greece. And what the Romans did when they conquered Greece is basically just copy everything that the Greeks did, gave it their own Latin names. So the Romans are like, this is cool, took it over. Then you get the Catholic Church. And this is when things really start to look like Carnival today. So the Catholic Church has a 40 days called Lent. During those days, they can't eat meat. And other things, like you have to give up something that you really like and blah, 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 okay? So it's like 40 days of repenting and a bunch of stuff. Now, the last day before Lent starts is a Tuesday. And the celebration matched in dates with right before those 40 days. Because during those 40 days, you can't party. So Carnival was the last party. And the word carnival comes from the Latin word carne, which means meat, and vale, which is the way they say farewell. So it was like farewell to meat for 40 days.
Okay.
In significance of farewell to not only meat, but like a bunch of other stuff as well. So this is why Carnival is always going to be before what's called Ash Wednesday, which is when Lent begins. Okay. So in New Orleans, they call it Mardi Gras. Mardi means Tuesday and gras means fat, because it was the last Tuesday that they could eat fatty foods before the Lent would start.
Okay.
So it's like, that's how the name comes by. Now, in the biggest carnival celebrations in Europe, they were usually in Italy and in France. And what they were doing is that they had these balls and these parties, and they would wear masks. So there would be masquerades. They would wear masks because it was their time to be naughty, and it was a way for people not to know who you are because you're wearing a mask.
Okay.
Of course, the right people know who you are. But then, it's just this
There's a little bit of mystery to it.
There's mystery to it, and if somebody doesn't 100% know it's you, they can't for sure, gossip about you, because they actually don't know for sure that it was you.
Okay.
So these people are wearing masks and they have their masquerade balls. And so what happened is, with colonization to the Americas, the French were really big on this tradition. Not just the French, but anyways, in this case that I went to Trinidad, French people at some point, they never colonized Trinidad per se, but they were very present culturally in Trinidad. And they had masquerade parties that only they could go to. So obviously the slaves were not allowed to go. But it just so happens that Carnival also matched up the date with the sugarcane harvest. And during, like, after the sugarcane harvest, the slaves would have, I don't know, like, one day off work or something. Mm-hmm. So during that time, it has a special name. It's called Kambule. During that day, the slaves would do their own party. Hush, hush, a little bit, you know, like, with restrictions. But they would sometimes mimic, you know, what the masters were doing. So there was a bit of that, you know, banter and stuff happening. When slavery was abolished, mm-hmm. that's when the slaves were like, okay, now we're going to carnival. Like, we're going to have this little celebration that we were doing when, like, the sugarcane thing was done. Now we're going to take it to the streets and we're just going to, like, be super loud, get our drums, get all of our dancing, get, like, all of the things that we were not allowed to portray, you know.
Before
we're going to do it, and we're going to do it out in the street, and no one is going to stop us. So this is the origins of Carnival, and that's why it's so big in the Caribbean, especially. So nowadays, the Carnival days officially is Monday and Tuesday. Every year it's a little bit different in the calendar. It depends also on Lent and stuff like that, but it's always going to be Monday and Tuesday. And it's, you could still feel the spirit of that rebellion and that freedom and that explosion of, like, unapologetic, like, non-apologizing, like, this is me kind of
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So when you look at the different carnivals, in the carnival still exists in Europe now. Like, if you go to Venice, for example, they still do the mask thing, and outside they have, like, stuff happening. But the real carnivals that most people know about is Rio in Brazil.
Yes, that's what I grew up
exactly hearing about. There's one in Colombia, in Barranquilla, and the one in Trinidad. Most people who are from the Caribbean know that there's one in Trinidad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the biggest difference, and why I really wanted to go to the one in Trinidad, is because the one in Rio is a show. Like, you go, there's going to be lots of people in the city, so of course there's going to be, like, a nice atmosphere, but the actual parade is a show. It's just the dance schools, they put on a show. Well, not just, but, like, the dance schools put on a show, and you watch from the bleachers, and it's lovely.
You can't participate as, like, a visitor.
Not really. Okay. No. However, the one in Trinidad is the opposite. There's no dance schools doing no show. It's 100% a party just for people. So I obviously wanted to go to
perfect
that one.
For you. So perfect.
It's very much like, if you're an introvert, you probably would die in Carnival in Trinidad.
Because yeah, probably.
It's people everywhere all the time. For several days.
Mm-hmm.
And the two big days. So the way it works, if you want to participate, you have to join a band. And joining a band is basically, it's a company that puts together a bunch of trucks, DJ trucks and other stuff, and costumes. So you choose the costume you want, or the band will have options of costumes, from a simple costume to a more elaborate costume. And then you pay for the costume. That's how you get your ticket in. Actually, this was a big of a shock for me, because I was like, oh, wow, these costumes are expensive. Mm-hmm. But then when I got there, I'm like, oh, I'm not paying for the costume. I'm paying for, like,
it's the experience,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, these trucks, somebody's got to pay for this. And, like, the bar, somebody's got to pay for that. Because it's just, like, all day. It starts, you know, you reach the band around 9 a.m. And it's just party. Literally, it's just the band goes down the street, and you and people around you go down the street, and there's music playing, and you're dancing, and you're drinking. We were drinking rum and coconut water the whole time. Then we get a break at, like, lunchtime, and they give us food and maybe, like, an hour to relax, and then we're back to it. It's hilarious, because we'll be eating lunch, and then you hear in the speakers be like, okay, everybody, we're going to meet again. It's like when you were in school and they're like, all right, it's time to go back to class. But it was like, okay, everyone.
Time to party.
It's exactly that. It was just like, time to go back to party.
Hurry up and finish your lunch.
Exactly. And we were like, okay, we got to hurry up and go quickly.
That's awesome.
Out of this world. The liberation that you feel because just the idea of partying since the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed in the streets with everyone has an energy to it that I think every human being on this planet should experience at some point.
Yeah. It honestly reminds me of being in college in a way, like when there were like all day parties because we had this thing called Lollapalooza at our college and literally you'd wake up and just be drinking and partying all day.
Yeah.
And there were different like concerts around the university campus. And yeah. But like it's not everyone's dancing in the street. We're dancing at like house parties. You know, it's less like cultural significance to it and more just like drinking together. But that energy was a lot of fun.
It's true. I think it's similar to, I guess, the festivals when people would go to like a
music festival.
Music festival.
Yeah, that's
yes.
True.
Yes. And yet it felt different because we were out in real streets of the city.
Right.
Whereas if you're in a festival or something, you're in this secluded like field.
Right.
And it feels like
there are some city like in Seattle, there's some festivals where you're downtown. And
yeah.
But I think it's just different because you're all like part of a collective.
Well, there's another aspect to it, and it's the little clothes you wear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, and little by like, you don't wear a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Because Monday you wear either like some bathing suit or some bodysuit where a lot of girls like is basically a G-string. And then on Tuesday is the carnival costume.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, like, I had, like, a bikini bottom.
Yeah.
It was, like, a little cheeky, but I also wore my stockings underneath, like, fishnets.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, like, this is pretty, like, revealing. Yeah, yeah, right. The people out there, they were wearing literally strings. Just strings. Like, a bra strap was thicker than what these girls were wearing. And it's just ass. Everywhere. Everywhere you look, it's just someone's ass is in your face.
Wow.
But there's something liberating about that, too. It's, I mean, it's not nudity because they had clothes, like, they had stuff happening. They had feathers.
Yeah,
that they had,
there's
like,
an artistry
you know,
to it. Also.
Exactly. I think that's the word. There's an artistry to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't feel, like, obscene.
It's, like, tasteful nudity.
Yeah.
But I totally know what you mean. It's like that. I remember when I first saw pictures of Carnival in Rio as a kid. And I was like, yes, these women are basically naked, but it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, I just thought these were the hottest women ever.
Yeah.
Because of the costumes, because of the feathers and the colors. And, like, it's just so thoughtful. While still celebrating your body, and it's so cool.
Speaking of which, the celebrating the body,
yeah,
I saw practically no one with like BBLs, blown up lips, you know, I don't know, like pulled up faces, even fake boobs. I barely saw anyone.
Nice.
What I mean by that, I'm not trying to trash people who do this, but what I mean by that is, in the culture, all bodies are celebrated. And you could see that during Carnival because all bodies are wearing costumes, young, old, all sizes, everyone.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to the culture a lot of the islands in general.
Yeah.
That's very refreshing.
I love that.
Very refreshing. I haven't made emphasis enough about on the costume. Okay, so getting the costume is a whole experience because the first thing you have to do is you have to choose the costume beforehand in the website of the group called the band, of the band that you're joining. And the band will have different choices of costume from the most simple one all the way to the advanced with like the feathers and all of that. So what we chose with my friend were, we chose the same costume and we chose it. It was like the very intermediate level costume that had like small wings, basically. Not too many feathers because the money, really. Because the bigger ones is like more than $2,000 just for a costume. So that's a lot.
Damn.
Of course, it's not just the costume. You're also paying the experience. You're also paying all the trucks, the food, everything. But still, the costume itself has its expenses. And then when you arrive to Trinidad, you go and you pick up your costume and you make sure all the pieces are there. You try it on. And if you need adjustments, you bring it back and they can adjust it before the day of the parade. But putting on the costume is an experience that every person should have on this earth, because it's like when I put it on, I had an out-of-body experience. Like, I was like, I feel like this has happened before. I feel like I belong in this costume. This costume belongs on me. Like, there was a thing. Like, you transform.
Oh,
you just transform. And maybe that's what actors feel like when they embody a, like a character, and then they wear the clothes of that character and they really feel like they're that. Mm-hmm. I think it's the closest. Like, I felt like I was me, but I was a liberated me. I was art.
Yeah.
To put it, you know, because the costume is so beautiful that when you're in it, you don't feel, it's not like dressing up when you dress up and you feel like, oh, I look good. Look at, you know, the dress I'm wearing. It's cute. No, it's completely different because the costume has significance. The costume has carnival on it. The energy is there. And now it's in your body. It's on your body. Therefore, you're one with the costume. So yeah. It's a very spiritual experience to be wearing that.
So cool. Yeah. You're like connected with the whole band too.
Yes. You know, other girl or other people, because guys too, you're wearing the costume, they're wearing their costumes, and you've all formed now kind of like a new human race. You know, it's like it has a name. It's called Masqueraders. So now we're masqueraders. We're no longer white or black or brown or big or fat or skinny. It doesn't matter, because all the bodies are wearing costumes for that one purpose of celebrating Carnival. So
yeah.
It is important. Like, I would say it is one of the biggest aspects of the whole party is to be wearing that costume the whole day. And I have it. I brought it back with me. It's in a new box.
I love that you got to, like, that you keep it. It's so special.
Yeah.
Put it on when you're feeling down. Just dance around.
Yeah. I was like, he's like, I dare you to wear it one day and just walk out. Walk out in the streets of Vancouver and just walk in your
during
costume.
During the summertime? Yeah. So good. Yes. I support that idea.
There's also the spirit that everyone's friends with everyone. You know, everyone's helping out everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone is just... Yeah. Like, my thought was... We need this as a human race. Mm-hmm. The 2 days of Carnival, if it has survived for so long, it's because it's doing good to us somehow.
Right.
You know? And nobody was like violent, and nobody, and there was so much security and it was so well organized. And at one point I was looking at Julio, I'm like, I feel safer here than I've ever felt in any club that I've been to anywhere in the world. Mm. Because it's bright daylight.
Right.
Yeah, fine. Like, the party went on till after day, but most of the party was during the day. There was security everywhere. There was like paramedic trucks everywhere. And more importantly, everyone was just there for a good time. Mm-hmm. No one was trying to like hump behind you without knowing you. Yeah. Nobody was like doing anything inappropriate. Nothing. No fights broke out between guys. Nothing. I mean, I don't know if I would do this in the U.S. just because of mass shootings and stuff.
Well, you can't be very afraid. Yeah.
It's like...
No parade. Like, I was... No, I don't recommend going to any parade.
Yeah, even like now with the Super Bowl, I was hearing that something happened. But yeah, so there was that aspect as well. But it's interesting because the reputation that many Caribbean islands have, like when you're in Toronto,
yeah,
is that there's a lot of violence on those islands. And you would expect like the worst of the worst. Like, you'd expect to get kidnapped. You'd expect that, gunshots are going to be firing up all over the place, like people stabbing you while you're trying to dance. Like, none of that happened.
Those, like, that stigma is so funny because the reality is that stuff happens everywhere. Like,
yeah,
that literally in Toronto, yes, in everywhere, city, everywhere that yeah. shit happens. So,
but this specific event, flawless. Mm-hmm. And there's like a lot, it's a very, it's like the whole country is down into this event somehow. Like, even right. if you don't participate, even if you're not part of the band and you didn't buy a costume or anything,
yeah,
you're on the street, you're watching the band as it passes by, or you're participating. There's like junior carnival, which is like little kids have their costumes. That's so cute. Yeah, it's really cute. And then you have a bunch of contests of like the most elaborate costume. Like, some of them are huge, like some of them are like 2-3 meters high, you know, like it's a whole arts thing.
Yeah.
And just the culture about, like, of carnival is everywhere.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, like, mm-hmm. can people create their own costumes? Because you said, like, there's a set number for you to choose from. How does that work?
So in Trinidad, typically, you don't create your own costume. Typically, you purchase the costume because that's your ticket into
a band.
Buying the band, like buying the experience. Now, this year they started something new. Like, one band was like, one company was like, okay, let's try people just paying a fee to join the band, and they can wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
So that started this year.
How does it look?
I didn't, you know, we didn't run into that band.
Okay.
Funny enough. So I think it was probably okay, but not as elaborate, because it's like a lot of work to make a costume with feathers and everything. So
for sure.
I guess in that band, they were probably wearing more like bodysuits and bikinis and stuff like that. The economy that revolves around carnival is insane. From obviously the trucks and like all of that, the alcohol, all everything that's related to that, but also leading up to carnival is just parties every day, all everywhere. Concerts.
We beach went to parties,
beach parties. Like, we went to the beach. It was a DJ having a whole party there. Boat parties. That one was private. Like, we were just very fortunate that one of the friends we had there had a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people I met there, he was telling me that in their house, they transformed the entire house for carnival, where they do like grooming stations. Basically, you purchase your ticket and you get your nails done, your hair done, your makeup, a massage, and food. So he was like, the house, like, he's like, everyone's on it. Like, my aunt's doing the hair, my uncle's doing like people's nails, I'm doing the food, somebody's at the door like checking tickets and selling and get like handling the money, and like, it's a whole operation.
Wow.
And they start at like midnight, and like throughout the night people are coming to get their like hair done and stuff,
getting ready for the party,
getting ready. And he's like one household, but like, there's a ton of households that do this. It's not so much like the salon. It's more like someone's house. Someone's doing it, you know?
So you were mentioning like you guys had a friend who had the boat or whatever. So did you go through a connection who lives there, or just a friend who's from there? Or what was your kind of like into all the insider information? Is it like super accessible for someone who maybe doesn't have a friend there?
So we were lucky because one of my good friends here in Vancouver is from Trinidad, and she goes to carnival every year. And since I met her, it's been this running hope that one day I would go with her. So we were lucky because, you know, her family is okay, and they had a house and they could host us in their house, and they have cars and we could use the cars. Because the one thing about Trinidad is there's very bad public transportation, almost non-existent. And it's true that some like Uber or cabs, I was told, is not the safest. Now, it exists, so some people do take it. I don't know, because we were lucky enough that we were able to drive everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. And they drive on the right side, like the UK.
Or on the left side, you mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. They drive on the left side, and the wheel in the car is on the right side. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like the car.
Yeah.
That was a little trippy at the beginning.
Yeah.
But So for someone who doesn't have an internal connection like we did, mm-hmm. there's a lot of packages that you can buy. Tons of packages of tours that will arrange that for you. So you would buy a tour that will say, okay, these are the activities. You arrive on this day. This is the hotel. We're going to take you to this beach, and then we're going to take you to this concert, and then we're going to take you to like the carnival band. And then that would probably be the best bet.
Okay.
If you're just going to venture on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. The city,
like you were saying, the economy is like booming around this. So it's all resources for people to figure it out.
There's like nothing else to do in Trinidad as a tourist. There's nothing else to do as a tourist than go to carnival.
Yeah.
Because the city has like, they have no interest in developing their tourism industry. They have another little island called Tobago, and Tobago is all for tourists.
Okay.
So that's kind of like where they focus their tourism infrastructure. Got in it. Trinidad proper, there's nothing more than carnival. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. They really don't care.
They know their strength and they're just not interested in putting on a show otherwise.
Exactly that. They have no interest. Even the carnival is not a show. It's people joining the carnival.
Right. It's locals too. It's
locals.
That's another question I wanted to ask. So like how many people that you met in the bands and everything were foreigners? Like they're kind of like you guys or locals?
So most people were locals.
Oh, okay.
And then there were also, or maybe most people were a mix of locals and Trinidadians who live abroad.
Okay.
And who come back for carnival.
Yeah.
And then, cool. you know, and then people who are like us and who are like really identify with carnival and we're like, we really want to do this. Because if you don't know about, I mean, I know about this because of Soca music.
Mm-hmm.
When I learned about, like when I found Soca music, the next thing you find out about is carnival. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So that's why I know about this. But like, I think most human beings on the planet don't know about the Trinidad carnival.
I think you're right.
Yeah. They just know Rio and they see the girls with the feathers and they're like, okay, yeah, this is a little risque, but it's also art. That's it. Like no one thinks that you can actually go
and be a part of it.
Yeah. And it's
really special.
I just can't go back to how liberating that feeling is and how you just forget about everything else in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I was like, we need to get Putin in here. We need to get all of those like Israeli people in here. We need to get all the jihadists in here.
Can
like
you imagine?
Anyone who's a hater right now and a killer needs to come to the Trinidad carnival.
Oh my god.
They would have an epiphany. They would like start crying probably and like carry the cross to the top of the mountain or something, repent. But like,
wow.
The joy that you feel as like a human being, you're like, how can you do anything else in life that is not just be happy?
Yeah.
That's it's very beautiful. Addictive. Mm-hmm. Like now I want to try all the carnivals that there are.
Even if you can't participate, you just go to watch in Rio?
You know, you got to do it.
Yeah, I would do that. I think I would really enjoy that. You still dance in the stands, right?
Exactly.
You can still, and you can do your own costume, you know?
I don't know. I don't know how the Rio one works. But I feel like the Rio one is not going to be a liberating experience. I feel like it's going to be like going to a show and like it's nice or whatever. But the ones that you can participate in is the little islands, like Trinidad, the next one is Martinique.
Okay.
In Martinique, you make your own costumes. So it's a little different. It's not as established as Trinidad. And Barbados, I heard, is very good. St. Lucia as well. So I'm just going to be
island hopping.
I'll be carnivaling. The thing is, you can only do one carnival a year because they're almost all on the same date.
Okay.
Some of them are in June.
Yeah.
So maybe 2 a year, but 2 years a lot in terms of like economically. Like, I mean, if you have a bunch of money, well, I would do it. If I had all the money in the world,
just go one to one.
I would do my two carnivals a year and it would be perfect. They would be my reset.
Maybe then your body would be well adjusted in the winter.
Yeah. And then, well,
no,
yeah.
It'd still be the shock.
You know, there's a carnival in winter. I mean, I don't even know if we should count it, but it's a carnival.
Yeah, in winter, what do you mean? Like where?
In Quebec. They have, and I think it's the same dates. They have like a winter carnival.
That sounds rough.
Very different.
In like no snow one's wearing
feathers. No one's like walking around in like feathers. But they have like a winter festival where they do like winter sports, like they slide, and they have like ice sculptures, and there's like. There's like a snowman dressed as like he's got like a carnival scarf or something. But like
sounds super.
I think it's because of the French. I think it's like the French who took it the there. Influence. They were like obsessed with it. But it's a very different vibe because obviously there was no like slave emancipation in Quebec. So it just kind of stayed as like a
masquerade nice kind of like.
Yeah. I haven't even seen inspired. Them wear masks. But
the masks is the most fun part of what they have. Like, come on.
Yeah. I know.
Just the ice is fun. Shit. Like that's all year, all winter.
I know. It's like, what's the difference?
2 days for that.
That was one thing. Another thing that happened that was really cool is, I don't know if you ever heard this in a party, but this is really common in soca and dance hall music, where at some point in the whole DJ mix, you'll hear like this like honking sound. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking this is just part of how these things operate. Like, I don't know the rules. This is just something that happens in the party. The horn once in a while, right?
Yeah,
sure. You know, we're in it. The horn. Okay. This is a real thing now. So picture me in the epiphany moment I had. I'm in the parade. And there are trucks in the parade because the trucks are carrying the speakers, they're carrying the bathrooms, they're carrying everything we need to carry.
Yeah.
I'm talking, it's trailer trucks, okay? And at some point, the truck wants to move one way or turn one way, and all of us party people, all the masqueraders are around. Mm-hmm. Well, how is the truck going to tell us that it wants to turn?
It's the honking of their horn.
It's the honking. Okay. So I'm in the parade and all of a sudden I hear, burr, 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 but I hear it from the truck. It's the actual
it's
truck.
Not like part of the song or like the DJ.
It's not. So
what?
This happens and I just like, you know, the world, it felt like the Matrix. Everything just kind of like.
You're like, wait a minute. Like, wait. This isn't just like a hype horn.
This is to tell us. The truck is now going to move a certain way. And of course, the security people that tell us, okay, you know, move a little bit, move a little.
Right.
And the truck is honking to let us know. And of course, the music is playing. Everything is happening. Plus the horn.
The and horn that, feels like a part of it. It's all it's like.
Part of it. So now I understood. And I was like, oh my God. When we're in parties that play this music.
The freaking horn.
The horn is played to remind us. That we should be on the street with the truck
wild
carrying the speakers and the whole it's like they're trying to recreate a little bit of the carnival. That was really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah
that's so cool. It's like art imitating life.
Yes. Like real
imitating art, like all it's of like it.
It's like the ultimate ASMR experience.
Wow. Carnival. Yeah, they're like, you need not just the music, but you need the horns.
You need the truck horns. Exactly. So I just that was for me extremely like it was important. And I had to share it for everyone who's heard the horn before and didn't understand where it came from.
Yeah.
So I feel different. I feel like life is different for me. After having experienced this, I feel like I'm part of a special kind of human beings who have gone to carnival.
Yeah.
And within that circle, another little circle of those who have gone to carnival in Trinidad, because it's even more unique than other carnivals. So.
Man, you're making me feel like I need to go.
You know, it's healing. It's my kind of heal. So you know how we were talking one time about like spirituality and like people doing like circles of love or whatever they do?
Yes, yes.
So enchanting and stuff. I don't, it's all right, it's okay, you know? But I think I would do that for like half an hour and then I'll be like, okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be doing meditative circles from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. with a little lunch break in between. Like, right. I would not.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Your kind of spirituality is dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's exactly it. I felt like it was a healing spiritual experience. The fact that there was, that's the other thing, the weather. Not everybody can handle the weather because it's hot.
What was
it's
it like?
Sunny. It was the weather like? Every day, like it was between 27 to 32. So okay. For me, no biggie. Mm-hmm. But for some people, that's actually something very important to consider. If you can't handle the heat, you know, Carnival is going to be real tough. Because right. There's like you can't guarantee that's there's going to be shade
at all. Sorry, I had to convert it.
Oh, to Fahrenheit, yes.
Not at all.
It's not
like 90 is the high.
Yes, but some people like you're out. Okay, yeah, you're out.
You're in the sun.
Yeah,
right.
Coconut water was my best friend.
Sunscreen,
coconut water. Of course, you can wear like visors and hats and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. And there's paramedics if you need, but like, yeah, some people really can't handle it.
Okay.
So if you're that person, don't go. Mm-hmm. But no, to go back to it, it was extremely healing. It was just a lot of letting go and coming back from Carnival. I was already like that before. Now I'm even more like, I don't give a shit, you know, about
that for you.
Anything and anyone's opinion. Because I know I have Carnival. And it's this thing that I have that I can go back to every year. Yes. And my tribe is there and my people are there. And there are a bunch of people who just want to be loud and happy, jump around,
yeah,
wear feathers. I mean, what else do you need in this life? Dogs.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, maybe a dog and a pet. But it sounds like you're perfect. Ideal like vacation that you just had. And I think like the cultural aspect of it is really something unique that you can't get at a festival or at a concert or anything like that. So
you can't.
It's because really, it's really special.
It's the human energy. It's the human energy. It's kind of like when you go to a concert of an artist that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And like at some point everybody's there and like
singing the song together. It's exactly. Like a community that you've formed, right?
Yeah. So that's a really nice, strong feeling. The music is really loud and everything. So that moves us mm-hmm. as humans. But you imagine that for several hours, for like 2 days in
two
a
days.
Row.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a I lot. Mean, yeah. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for cultures who have developed these liberating events instead of just the boring or taboo or self-destructive.
It's a beautiful way for people to learn about history while also letting the people who were enslaved, like that historical aspect of it, they're empowered instead of just it being a sad story. It's a way, I mean, it still is extremely sad, but it sheds light on that history without it being like, you know, it's empowering.
Yes.
I really, really, really appreciate that. History
and you feel it. You feel that energy when you're in it. I'm sure it's reminiscent from all of it, because when you're in the street and you're dancing and all of and the feathers and all that does come from African heritage of like the costumes that they wear in their dances.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the street and you're doing all that, and you can just imagine you're like on this same land, you know, like 200 years ago, not that long ago.
No.
You know, maybe like 4 or 5 generations ago, there were people who truly were doing this as an expression of humanity. Of like, right. I am not an animal. You're not going to cage, not that you should cage an animal, but like I'm a human and I am free.
Yeah.
And that resonates in, it's there. Like you can tap into that energy when you're in Carnival. And that was priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us a little glimpse into it. Sounds like such a fantastic
experience. It's beautiful. I'm going to share something. It's going to be music. Might as well.
Yes.
I'm going to share one of my favorite soca artists. His name is Kes. K-E-S. And you can look him up on Spotify. The Kes Band. or on YouTube. He's a big hit right now in the soca world.
I'm totally gonna go listen. Yeah.
One of his sweet songs, let's start sweet, is called Check Out Miracle.
Okay.
As a starter song.
Cool. Oh, I feel like I've heard a few of his songs before.
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I'm excited. I'm totally getting into this.
If you're having a bad day, you can't be sad. You cannot be sad and listen to soca music. It doesn't go together.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone.
If you guys enjoyed our episode today, please share with someone you love, and we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.